Lord, we pray that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We can hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. I'm kind of spending some time the last few days in Psalm 119. You've heard me mention this before. There's, 150 verses in Psalm 119, and I think only two of all of that verses that doesn't mention in one way or another the word of the Lord. It comes by his statutes, his words, his precepts, his laws, his commandments, his testimonies, his ways. Said that all throughout there, every one of them. So it's really a really cool thing if you ever want to read through there. And just what you'll see here, and what we'll talk about today, is just his heart, how much he delighted in his word. And these are a couple other psalms. This is in Psalm 112. You can go back, you can listen to this and go back and get all these verses. Praise the Lord, how blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. Okay. Psalm 1, verse 2, but his delight, this person's delight, is in the law of the Lord, and in it he meditates day and night. It was talking about how can a man make his way successful. This is a person whose delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in that. And in his law, he meditates day and night. One in Jeremiah. This is Jeremiah speaking. Your words were found, and I ate them. Your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I've been called by your name, O Lord of hosts. And this isn't talking about, now when Jeremiah is talking about, he said, I found your words. I sought you and I found your words, right? He's not talking about going back and reading the Mosaic Law, even though that can be part of it. But what they're talking about too here is the words of the Lord, what he said, what he's speaking to you, his promises, all those things. You remember we talked the other day, he's always speaking. So there's always the word of the Lord coming forth from him. There are always his statutes, his ways. If I'm seeking the Lord about some kind of direction in my life and he shows me his way, those are the ways of the Lord. I'll read a few verses too in Psalm 119. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. Yeah, in Psalm 48, I had that written down. Psalm 40, verse 8 says, I delight to do your will. Your law is in my heart. Verse 9 and 119, how can a young man keep his way pure? That's by keeping it according to your word. I've had a lot of young guys tell me through the years that they just really don't like, they love the Lord, they love worship, but they really don't like Bible study or getting in the word. And I can see that. However, I've never seen anyone in my life grow and mature without a knowledge of the word of God. How can you keep your way pure? If you don't know his word. Yeah. And I tell these people, it says, usually the thing that you dislike the most is probably what you need to do the most. And with all my heart, I sought you, which is a really way to get there. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinance of your mouth, and I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, as in riches. I rejoice as much in your testimony, he said, just like I would riches, or even more than riches, more than money. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I delight in your statutes. They really make me happy. I really, that word there, just really to boil over with rejoicing in your word, Lord. And I shall not forget it. Verse 18, open my eyes and I'll behold the wonderful things in your word, in your law. Verse 24, your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. Really? So, again, see this person who just really loves the word, the law of the Lord, the word of God, just boils over in him. Early on, I really appreciate this. The Lord used a couple of things. I had a real hunger for the word because I really wanted to know him, and then I had some things in my life, just kind of, I guess the enemy attacking my mind, which always drove me to the word, right? So I was always there looking for something, right? And hearing the word. So I really appreciate that. So this comes out of 1 John chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ, he is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. And by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and we observe his commandments. This is how I know that we're loving each other. When I'm loving God, I love the children of God when I'm loving God and I'm loving his word, his commandments, what he says. For this is the love of God. This is the love of God. And actually, the way that's written, just like when Jesus said, I am, you know, it's written like, this is I am. I am this. I am, this is who he is. That we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, okay? And then become burdensome to me, right? Then a couple of things are wrong, right? I'm not one that I'm still trying to please God through works. It could be a legalistic thing, okay? Or I've never learned to hear his voice, right? God is love, but this is how we love God. You know how we love him back? I love God by keeping his commandments. That's what he says. And his commandments shouldn't be a burdensome thing because it's a love thing. It's a love relationship where we're loving the Lord by doing that. So if I want to really grow in my walk with God and really love him, then I obey him. And if I don't know really what to obey, then I need to go find something to obey, right? God will give you something. I was thinking about that. You know, we talk a lot about the Song of Solomon. Bishops taught through it. I taught through it pretty good. Tried to do it at a Bible study I had, but didn't go very far because I kept trying to, this person who, anyway. So I just had to quit and move on to something else because it was just contradicting everything I was trying to say, and that's hard to do in a Bible study. But in the Song of Solomon, this is a Christian's relationship with Jesus and an ongoing thing. You know, draw me after you, very first prayer, and let's run together. Even asking, the prayer was, hey, kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. I want to hear your word and you speak to me. I want to know your voice and hear what you sound like. And then the conversation starts. He was the first one to begin speaking. And he'd say things like, my dove, my precious one, I delight in you. And so the things that he would say would draw the bride, or we'd say us, would draw the Christian back. You know what? Everybody likes to hear someone say good things about them, right? And people that say good things about you, when you're around them, it makes you kind of want to go back. I remember Bishop Adler. One of the good things about Bishop Adler is he was always, always doing that. If I ever was around him, he would always tell me how awesome I am. Craig, you're just awesome. You know, I love you. And just about TC the same way. My girls, he was just always telling you how awesome and how wonderful you are. And it made me want to be around him. I really miss him, but he had a really good gift of doing that. Anybody that he would say or think of, he would say how awesome they are. You know, that Bracken, he's just an awesome guy. You know, that's just who he is. That's God. That's who he is. Because they begin to call him, if I can find that verse. You know, if you look through here, just read all these things. But one of the verses I just want to focus on because we don't have a lot of time. It's found in verse 5:16 of the Song of Solomon, right? And this is what it says about Jesus. That it says this, his mouth is full of sweetness, and he is wholly desirable. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. All right? That's what made Mary Magdalene want to sit, and where she chose the one thing where she would sit at his feet and hear his words, right? Because his mouth was just full. And it uses also in here the Song of Solomon about wine, like it's the greatest thing to hear his voice. And he loves to hear my voice, is what it says. More than anything in the universe, he loves to hear your voice. He loves to hear my voice. But because of that, that's supposed to make us go back to him time and time again. Even when he corrects me, he always corrects me in kindness. And it makes me want to give it up, you know, or whatever I got to do, lay it down, because he always offers me something better. Like, hey, you know, if you give me this, you know, you give me this penny, I'll give you $100. I mean, who wouldn't trade that, right? That's a great trade up. But that's the way it is with him. This is a trade up. So it makes where his commandments aren't burdensome, because if that's the way I prove love back to him is through my obedience, then I want to obey. I want to obey the Lord. I don't want to withhold. I want to conform everything in my life according to his word and his ways. And you'll find yourself like this psalmist in 119. Hey, I just delight in the law of the Lord. It's my counselor. I just love it. I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to get back at his feet again and hear him speak to me. It's to draw us. See what that means? It's the love of God. That's how I love him back, right? And usually when people tell me that there's a real truth within them sometimes is they don't want to give up their lifestyle. Right. I'm kind of scared to see. And we don't need that, because I've had people tell me that too. They don't want to get alone with the Lord because they're afraid of what he's going to say. That is such deception, you know, such deception. God is love. I don't care how long you've been away from that. Don't fear what he's going to say, because he's going to be back like Bishop Adler. He's going to talk how awesome you are and how glad, just like the prodigal son, right? Father ran, and that wasn't a lost person. That was a saved person who went astray. And came back, and that's what he encountered. That's who God is. So I pray that his word will stir in you. There'll be a hunger for that, and you'll have a hunger that's hardly ever satisfied that will make you go and get in the word. Every time I spend time with God, I'm there, Bible open. Speak to me, God. Speak to me. Amen.